Yes. Recently, the newspapers quoted the Minister of Defense, Dr. Crispus Kionga, and a couple of days later, the Chief of Defense Forces, the General Aruna Nyakairima, to the effect that they agree with the notion that actually should some section of politicians misdirect the country's political future, the military can consider taking over power in Uganda. And these comments have sent some shockwave across some members of the communities in the country, and have raised a number of concerns. And these concerns are said to be very serious to some people like parliamentarians. And so the committee to which I'm the vice, that of Defense and Internal Affairs, is considering to invite the minister and the chief of defense forces to explain or to throw light on the statements attributed to them.
What about the president who made one of these remarks that you are referring to that these people have also made reference to? What about him?
Yes, it is true the president did, but not in the same circumstances, because I was in a retreat in which the president did make some reference to that. But he was referring to a future situation or scenario, because he was referring to a scenario, not that actually currently there is such big trouble that the military can consider taking over. But the minister and the chief of defense forces, according to the print media, they were referring to actually the current situation where there is contestation between parliament and the executive. So that raises a lot of concerns. So I wouldn't say that the president's remarks were directly in reference to the situation now.
Well, Honorable Mulongo, so do you think the statement made by the defense minister and the chief of defense staff threatens Uganda's, you know, growing democracy?
Yes, of course. Should that turn out to be true, then is a direct threat to democracy and also to constitution out of this country. Uganda has come a long way, and President Museveni has helped to install democratic rule in this country. There is no party democratic arrangement, and from 2006 we went multi-party dispensation, which we're following very keenly now, and we've entrenched principles of democracy, which we believe have lifted this country to some level from the rightful and, you know, well civilized countries of constitutional order, you know, in terms of governance of this world. So any threat to this kind of development can actually be extremely serious to such a democracy which people have cherished, and which they believe that a constitutional government like the one we are serving now is supposed to remain in power. And the change should be in accordance with democratic forces and not anything else.
How are Ugandans reacting to such statement from both of these two officials?
The majority of Ugandans, I must say, are condemning that because the military taking over can only take us back into the dark days of the regimes like that of Idi Amin, because the military can only reign with the decree, and therefore the voice of the population cannot be heard in any way, and violations of human rights and so on cannot be guaranteed. I mean, it can only be the order of the day, and so there can't be guarantee to human rights as it's supposed to be the case in a democracy. And in any case, a modern state such as that of Uganda, we should not be talking about the military taking over. Now, of course, there are also some voices from the elite in the system who think that the parliament is exercising excessive powers, and that they are putting the executive one to its toes most of the time. Of course, there have been cases of corruption and so on where the executive has been, some members of the departments in government that have been exposed and so on. To me, that is the rightful function of the legislature in terms of its oversight. We're supposed to check the excesses of the executive. We're supposed to make sure that the executive is performing in accordance with the law. And I believe that what Parliament is doing is in accordance with the constitutional provisions. We have done nothing that is outside Parliament. So if there is anything irregular, there are institutions of the courts of judicature that can be appealed to, so that the parliament can be brought to order, but not the military. Because what does the military do? The military will just only overthrow the constitution. So definitely that will be extremely wrong.